Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Join us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
From simple structures to highly complex headquarters, Mueller Custom Buildings are engineered and made to help your business grow. Hear how Mueller helped Brian with a custom steel building for his company.
Here at Gibson Automotive, we're a collision repair. We do body work, paint. We also sell a few cars. My contractor wanted to use Mueller because they were the best. So why wouldn't I use Mueller? This project turned out better than I ever imagined. There wasn't a nut and bolt that didn't fit anywhere it was supposed to. Going with Mueller was one of the best decisions I made in the whole construction.
Visit our website today at MuellerINC.com to find a location near you and view our wide range of building types, from workshops to commercial projects. Mueller Inc. Metal roofs, metal buildings, made in America, and made to last.
Well, today's cattle futures generally under pressure here in all the contracts. The one contract that was higher on the day was the June live cattle, and it was 96.85, up 25 points to finish right there. Today's high was 97.37. So we were off the highs just a touch. It looks like there was a little bit of trade from 104 to 105, about 1,500 head in Texas and Oklahoma. So that was a welcome sight. Yesterday we had some in Kansas from 104 to 107. But that's a premium to where the June live cattle are, and we've got a few weeks here till that thing winds down. We haven't seen any deliveries up to this point against June, so that's somewhat bullish, I guess, if you would think the market would go higher just because of that. If you look at the box beef market today, it was slightly higher on choice, $236.92, up 86 cents, select down $1.40 at $221.44. Packer margins are still really large here. They're estimated at $317 a head for beef and a positive $66 a head for pork. But if you look back over the last week or yesterday, they were $385 profit yesterday, and then a week ago, the same time, a $578 profit in beef. So we've come off quite a bit off what those profit margins have been.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Make plans to attend the Chris Black 19th Annual Cream of the Crop Female and Bull Sale Saturday, June 13th, 1 o'clock at the ranch near Crawford, Oklahoma. Offering 350 outstanding fall AI heifers, cows, and 20 head of 20-month-old herd bulls, including Hereford, Angus, Charlet, Sim Angus, and Red Composites, most all breeds and volume. Online catalog, videos, and sale information can be found at blackherfordranch.com. For more information, call 580-309-0711.
Well, grain futures finished 2 to 3 higher in corn, unchanged to a half higher in soybeans. Chicago wheat down 6 to 7, and Kansas City wheat down about 11. December cotton was down 92 at 59.40. This morning we had a USDA report at 11 a.m. It was the newest or monthly supply and demand report that updates those numbers here. It looks like the corn production for the U.S. is 15.995 billion bushels, so just under 16 billion bushels. They put the yield at 178.5 bushels per acre, left it unchanged. So a really big corn crop expected. And then if you go down to see what impact that had on ending stocks, it looks like corn ending stocks are 2.1 billion bushels for the old crop, and new crop, 3.32 billion bushels. So really, really big corn crop expected here. 3.3 billion would be up there with the most we've ever seen. The soybean report gave us ending stocks of 395 million bushels. That was lower than what we saw in May in the U.S., but a stocks-to-use ratio of 9.1%. Those stocks-to-use and the ending stocks for beans have actually been getting tighter. Now, we're about 33-day supply. And on the U.S., I mean, on the world level, it was about 96.34 million metric tons, which is about a 27% stocks-to-use ratio.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.